But we're going to start this morning with an unusual one. We're asking you for your help on this one, or if you're proud of your particular area. People are proud of their areas for all sorts of reasons, whether it's a local beach, whether it's a beautiful countryside, whether it's your local sporting club that's doing particularly well, or anything else like that. Well, there is an organisation which is looking for your help in finding the best public toilet in Kerry. The best public toilet in Ireland, in fact. Paul Crowley is from Dino Rod and he's with me on the line. Paul, good morning to you.
Good morning, how are you?
Why are you doing this? Do you think one public toilet is better than another?
Well, it's a revival of a competition we ran back in the 90s, which was hugely successful. And we're celebrating 50 years in business. And we were looking at methods of celebrating. And this was a very, very popular and successful competition back in the 90s. And so we have put our heads together and decided that we need to start a search to find Ireland's best public loo. So that's what we're launching.
Okay. Ireland's best public toilet. So how do you measure a public toilet in terms of its beauty? Obviously, I'd imagine the smell would be one thing.
Yes, that would come up in the judging criteria. Smell and ventilation would definitely be one of them, along with cleanliness and comfort, accessibility. Things like hand drying facilities, hygiene products that are available, ease of maintenance, which is one that's relevant to our business, where we're cleaning drains and attending to blockages. So the practical side of the layout of it, that would be considered in the judging criteria. The type of toilet paper, the toilet paper holder and its positioning, overall customer experience, I suppose, what we're looking to judge on here. And it has got a lot of traction, a lot of interest from a lot of people around the country, and we're just delighted to be involved in Ireland's Super Loo competition.
Okay, so you're looking for all those sort of parameters to judge for people to say, look, cleanliness, how often it's cleaned, hand drying facilities, is there soap in the dispenser, the style and character, the ventilation and the smell, and all of those things. You also have, you mentioned toilet paper there, toilet paper ply level. What does that mean?
Yes. Well, it's it's one of those commodities that does identify with comfort and plushness when you have a nice comfortable ply on the toilet paper as opposed to the cheap and miserable, and it gives a far better experience, let's say, in the bathroom.
right. So you're taught the ply level means, like, is that one sheet or two sheets or three sheets of toilet paper in each individual roll?
I think anybody who's been shopping in any of the supermarkets, you have varying price levels in their toilet paper, and you have nasty and cheap, and you have expensive and plush. So
if a public toilet, Paul, is going to do well, it's going to be luxury quilted. Is that what you're telling me?
Not necessarily. It doesn't need to be luxury quilted, but considered, I would say. Yes.
Yes, considered. Okay, all right. So that's another aspect to come into the parameters. Does where it's located, does that matter? Can it be anywhere, a beach or in a town centre or anything like that?
Absolutely. This is not just for the high-flying and plush establishments that we meet around the country as we travel, but it is the consideration that's given to the provision of the facility by whatever purpose or service it is incorporated with. As you said, a beach or service station, a restaurant, a hotel, a bar. And we found that over the years, since the 40 years or more since we did this, ran this competition, we have found that the toilet facilities in the public toilet facilities in different retail outlets and hospitality outlets and public outlets have changed. This seems because the world has shrunk now, but with the people traveling more and being exposed to other people's cultures, the toilet experience has changed so much. And I think people have gone from the thinking of the smallest room in it, let's say, for instance, in a restaurant that doesn't make any money, but it is a necessity, has turned from being the forgotten room in the corner, the smallest room in the corner, to being a place where people can identify the with their customers as showing care for their customers, with giving them a small bit of attention and comfort.
If you've a poorly maintained toilet, it won't say much for the business experience or the customer experience, and they'll be wondering what's happening in the kitchen if the toilet isn't looking after in this particular way. So it's across everything, Paul. You're talking pubs, restaurants, just any toilet that's open for public use
to the public
is qualifies for competition. Okay, 40 years ago, the Sleeve Russell Hotel in Cavan won it,
that's right.
They even had a party afterwards, did they?
Not a party, a banquet, I might add.
A banquet
in the bathroom.
My God,
they had a banquet in the bathroom. Yes, it was quite a plush affair. No, I didn't get
you
to attend
myself
dinner
off personally, the floor,
but
is the saying, I suppose.
That was exactly what they wanted to portray, and it came across brilliantly. Bear in mind, back in those days, we relied heavily on the likes of yourselves with radio and the printed media. There was no social media, there was no internet, so it was a very different dynamic. But it became hugely popular across the country, and we had entries from all over the country, and we had some great fun meeting the people, seeing the different facilities, just having good fun with it, but with a vaguely serious undertone in it, obviously, you know.
Yeah, indeed. Okay, listen, tell me how people enter. How do you enter this competition? How do you put forward your toilet to enter the competition?
Well, the entries are quite simple. There's a couple of ways you can go into it. We have a phone number on our website that was kind of a long way of going through it, but you can go into superloo.ie, which is www.superloo.ie. It's as simple as that. You go in there and it'll talk you through the steps as to how you can nominate. You can nominate somebody for it. You can submit your own locality or facility for judging, and it's very simple and straightforward. The idea is to get this to as many people as we can and make people aware and have a bit of fun with it.
Okay, brilliant. So superloo.ie is the website to go to. Nominate your particular toilet and why you think it should win. You'll see on the parameters for everything that's being judged as well. A listener gets it to us tomorrow. We're already getting competitions on this, Paul. Steam toilets are the best. Beach toilets, not using the facilities that are a problem. It's people using the toilets that are the problem. Leaving toilet paper on the floor is not picking up. It then gets wet and creates a mess. And Paul in Castle Island says, Jerry, a quality toilet paper is one that your finger doesn't go through. Well, that's one way of measuring it, that's for sure.
That's obviously speaking from experience in that case, I'd imagine. Yes, but there is all sorts of there is all sorts of problems associated with public toilets, which we see in our day-to-day business, helping out our customers with various problems they have. But on this occasion, we'd like to celebrate those people who have taken the time and care to put their customers' experience in the loo to the fore.
Okay, brilliant. Paul, listen, we'll leave it there. Thanks a million for that great idea to run it again after 40 years. The Super New Competition from Dino Rod, the best publicly available toilet in Ireland. Not to be confused with just, you know, a local authority maintained public toilets, but every toilet that's open to the public in a business, in a shop, wherever it might be, right across the country, get involved. Now, if you have any suggestions as to what should make the best one in Kerry, then get them into us now.